Hallelujah. Anywhere. Amen. That's why I say, you just play your own part. Leave the leader for God to judge him. You say they carry your money, they buy car, they build houses. You have done your own. You pay your tithe. God will bless you. Leave him to do what he's doing with the money. For every man shall give account of himself. It's too much. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He did the wrong thing, but water came out doing the wrong thing. Miracle took place doing the wrong thing. I'm emphasizing it. He was doing the wrong thing. Think about how this God works. He said, speak. He said, he struck, but the water still came out. But he did the wrong thing. The water still came out. Clean water was not polluted water. It's a mystery church. And it's to make you fear this God. At the end of it all, what happened? Blessed be the name of the Lord. A death sentence was upon him. While the revival was going on, they didn't know that Moses was a dead man. Why? Because he did not do it according to the due order. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when we talk about the modern day revival, for you to understand this, the same thing that is happening. While you are here enjoying Pentecostal movement in this Adoration Church age, come and see mighty revival. Come and see more people attending churches than ever before. Come and see prosperity. This is the age where every pastor now wants to arrive and announce your arrival by owning a private jet to tell you how much money they have. This is the period now where churches are designed. The design of church is competition to see who has the best design. This is the time of prosperity. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I was watching a television and a preacher, David Oyedepo, he announced, he was saying that their annual budget for his ministry, their budget is about 6 billion naira. Yes. 6 billion naira. And we thank God for that. I'm not speaking against it. But why you are boasting in this age like that? How does God look at that revival? Revelation chapter 3. Are we there? This is the message to the Laodicean church age. And this is the age that this scripture is referring to. Verse 14. Are we there? Praise God. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, this thing said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. But are they not saying they are hot now? Are they not saying they are hot now? Everybody hot! I would thou were cold or hot. Hallelujah. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Do you know the meaning of spewing thee out of my mouth? Eh? What he's saying there is, you will not hear from me again. You will not hear my word again. And when you don't hear God's word, you must still say something now. Are you hearing me? You are not hearing God, but you must say something. So that is why the Bible says, Hallelujah. That in vain do they worship me. Teaching for doctrines, what? The commandments of men. They have been spilled out. Now let's read on. Because thou sayest, it's underlined in my own Bible, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. See? That is your testimony. I read it again. He said, because thou sayest, I am rich. Our budget is in the billions. My God is a good God. And increase with goods. Come and see the own universities, hospitals, banks, estates, landed property. They own it everywhere. And have need of nothing. My God shall supply all my needs. But see how God looks at them. And knowest not that thou art wretched. You are saying you are rich, but God says you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You see? Can you see what I'm saying? So how does God look at you as an individual in your testimony? The testimony of who you say you are in Christ is heaven saying amen to it. This is the age. That is why you must appreciate why God sent us a message in this age. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Hallelujah. I'm not speaking against prosperity. Poverty is a curse. I'm not speaking against prosperity. Prosperity is the children's meat. A Christian must prosper. You must not go and beg for your needs to be supplied. No. When it's time to pay your rent, you should have money to pay. To pay your school fees, you should own your own house. You should own your own house. Yes, it's normal. But I am looking at where they have shifted emphasis to. While in this age, the things they are boasting of, God has not accepted that for righteousness. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's true now. Because the same thing he had to tell that woman at the well. In John chapter 4 verse 22. He said, you worship a God you don't even know. Worshiping a God you don't even know. The first thing you do when you give your life to Christ is seek to know Him. Apostle Paul prayed that prayer in Philippians chapter 3. That I may know Him. And the power of His resurrection. Be made conformable. Praise the Lord. To be conformed, that is our destiny. To His image. That is the difference. I keep saying it. Between me and so many other believers and particularly ministers. Is that where God arrested me. He took time and arrested me while I was in detention. Where there was no distraction, nothing. And release an insatiable desire upon me to know Him. I wanted to know the God of the Christians. And by the time I was released, I had a reasonable knowledge enough to remain sane in serving Him. And I'm not saying I have finished knowing Him. Every day He makes Himself known more and more in diverse ways. that will give me reason to love him and give me reason to fear him and give me reason to stay with him. But unfortunately, William Branham titled a message, Doing God a Service Without It Being His Will. You are not looking for the will of God first. You're just jumping into the ministry. The reason is, you are looking at some other minister. As soon as you start to see vision, you know now, ministry has started. There are people that are looking for the anointing for the wrong purpose. If God give me this kind of grace, this kind of anointing, where they see these ministers, they operate here. Hey. Oh God, give me now. And God is looking at you, the reason why you need it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any grace you have, any gift you have, that does not produce fear for God and love for God and the things of God, that grace, you are only a borrowed vessel. And the truth is this, God does not use anybody and dump you. Listen, church, God does not use anybody and dump you. I am telling you a mystery. It's a fact. You choose which one you want. There are two groups of people serving God. There are borrowed vessels that God anoints to do what he wants to do. But they have nothing else beyond the servant position. Then there are his own children that he also uses. Now those that are his own children that he uses, he does something in them that keeps them to fear him and keeps them to love him and reveals something to them that those other servants will never know. And you can never serve God beyond the level, the revelation you know of him. But each of them has a reward. Listen, hallelujah. Any man that is of a household, there are two groups of people in the house. One are your children. The other one are your servants in the house. The servants in the house, what do you give them for good service? What do you give them? You pay them their salaries. You take care of them. You give them rewards. And they are quick to come and testify. Praise the Lord. I was very poor before I started. But when I started the ministry, I had one shirt, one trouser. One shoe, one shirt, one this one, all of them fed up. But now, see my three jeeps parked outside. Oh my. Go to my village. I have the best house in my village. Yes. Now I am wearing designer clothes. Yes. Yes. All the people that were laughing at me before, since my ministry started, we are there now. That is the testimony of a servant. And it is God that blesses you with all that blessing, because he can never go beyond those testimonies. That is his reward. God does not use anybody and dump you. But there is another group. The children. How many of them are here? Hallelujah. Your own reward is eternal life. Your own reward is to live with him eternally. Oh, you have to understand that. Not only that, plus the things here. While the servant is struggling to acquire earthly things, you are struggling to make your life pleasing before him. Because all he has belongs to you anyway. Hallelujah. My son will not pray for him, for house. Eh? He knows that the house I own belongs to him. Eh? Hallelujah. But he knows that I will leave a will. Eh? Although it belongs to me, before he can own it, before I will give him a portion, a good portion, I have a will, I will write down. And that will is secret, he can never know it. It is between me and my lawyer. And it is not to be opened until I die. So that type of child, who knows that the father is very strict, he will be working hard for the father to give him a good portion. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. While the servant is working for what he will get, no. The son is working for what he will get hereafter. The attitude is different. Is somebody understand what I'm saying? We are heirs of the Father. Oh,
we are joint heirs.
Hey.
We are sons. We are children
of the kingdom.
Of the kingdom.
We are family.
We are family.
Oh, yes, sir.
We are one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want a ministry that will produce Christians. I want a ministry that will have people who will look at everything I own belong to God. I want the people who will live a life giving glory to God. I want the people that will fear God. And I want the people that will love God. I want the people that will be connected to heaven and disconnected from worldliness. And the only way to do it is to follow God according to the due order. Cain and Abel, they came to offer sacrifice. It's another service. There are two groups of people in the church. One was accepted. The other was not accepted. Why? Because he did not do it according to the due order. What was the sacrifice for? The reason for the sacrifice will determine how you will offer the sacrifice. There's the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sacrifice of thanksgiving is to bring of the fruit of your harvest. That is thanksgiving. Don't bring the sacrifice for thanksgiving and offer it as a sin offering. That was the difference. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And they came there to offer sacrifice for their sin. The sin of their father, for the atonement of their sin. And somebody is bringing sacrifice of thanksgiving instead of the sin offering for their sin. You see? So how are you serving God? And God accepted one and rejected the other. Cain's own was rejected. Abel was accepted. And instead of Cain to humble himself and do what Abel did, that is the difference between the serpent seeds and the children of God. There is nothing in them to take correction. Even when God himself comes to tell you how to be saved. How to be saved. No matter, there is nothing in them to receive it. Deviance is their identity. Deviance. Praise the Lord. And so, but why was Abel's own accepted? Abel had a revelation that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And he offered it according to the due order, and his own was accepted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is why in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, the gospel that they received did not profit them because they did not mix what they had with faith. Faith there is revelation. Now, quickly, the few minutes I have, if I can cover this, but if I can't, then we continue next time. For a service to be accepted before God. Listen. For a service, anything you do in serving God, for it to be accepted, there are six conditions you must fulfill. There are six conditions you must fulfill. Number one is John chapter 6. Number one, John chapter 6. See the way he put it. I'll rush through it. Put it down. Go and study prayerfully. Hallelujah. John chapter 6, verse 28 and verse 29. Amen. Amen. See, let me read it from verse 26. Let me read from verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." That is why some people are seeking Jesus. Verse 27. "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life." That is the one you should labor for. The one that will lead you to eternal life. Not just the one that will buy you cars and aeroplanes and houses and properties, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him, the Son of Man, had God the Father sealed, appointed to give us that meat that will lead us to eternal life. Then said they unto him, "What shall we do that we might walk the works of God?" What shall we do? Acceptable sacrifice. Now, Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God." All of us, shall we read that sentence? All of us, shall we go? "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he had sent." And that's a very deep statement. You see, what is God's righteousness now? See, what is God's righteousness? And there are people that in this age have refused to believe on him who God has sent in this age. Therefore, none of your sacrifice will be acceptable before God. Let us think very well. You want to work for God? Believe on him whom he has sent. And who he has sent is not Pastor Moses Alu. They asked John the Baptist, who was pulling crowd, "Who are you? Tell us. Who are you? Who are you? Tell us. Because, are you that prophet? Are you the Messiah? Are you the..." He said, "I am not." He knew who he was. But he said he was the voice of one. Isaiah chapter 40. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. The prophecy there in Isaiah 40 is what I am fulfilling now. "Make straight the way of the Lord. I came to tell you about he that is to come." The Messiah you have been expecting, he is the one I came to prepare. In this age, God sent us somebody also. Hallelujah. He came here with a ministry of restoration. Restore us back to Bible Christianity. Remove us from the errors we got entangled with in Christianity. Because in this age, he spilled this age out of his mouth. But now he is restoring us. Amen. Hallelujah. So who are you, Pastor Moses? Because now you will see. Who am I? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That ministry, my ministry is the ministry of perfection. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. I am a pastor. That is my ministry. What am I to do? Hallelujah. to warm the food that has been stored by he that God has sent in this age. Warm it and present it afresh again to the people of God. That is what we are doing here. That's what we are doing here. That's what we are doing here. Believe on him, and I'm telling you, as many as refuse that message that God sent to us in this age, whatever revival that is going on, I can say it is past, say the Lord, you are out of God's righteousness for this age. God is not in it. And what it produces is death. But they are still alive. Yes, the Bible says, a woman that liveth in pleasure. What did the Bible say? Is dead while she liveth. That woman is the church. That liveth in pleasure is dead. God sees you as dead. And where the word of God is not there, it's darkness that will be there. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number two. So you see, the first point now is, if you are serving God now out of this message, that service is not acceptable before God for the purpose of the rapture. It's not acceptable. Then, number two. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It must be according to his word that he, God, has spoken. Whatever you are doing must be according to his word that he has spoken. In 1 Kings chapter 18, there was the Mount Carmel showdown. And after the prophets of Baal cried all day for us to prove who is with God, whose God is God in it, serve Baal or serve the God of Israel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See one scripture there. 1 Kings chapter 18. It's important. I note that. 1 Kings chapter 18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One verse. Verse 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, after he had rearranged the altar, what did he say? Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. And that is why the fire came down. If he had done it by his idea, the fire will not come down. And if you want the fire to come down, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then you must have to do it according to his word. Moses did not go to the rock according to the word of God. You saw what happened. Hallelujah. So David, it was not according to the word. The movement of the ark was not according to the word. Therefore, it was not acceptable. No matter how beautiful that ark was, that service was not acceptable. The word of the Lord says, the Levites will use staves. Two staves. One here, and two Levites behind, two Levites in front, and they will lift the ark and carry the staff on their shoulder. That is how the word of the Lord came to Moses on how to move the ark. And not some new modern ideas. It's nothing like new anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is how Moses said it. And in this age, the word of the Lord concerning water baptism, he said, baptize, he said, for justification, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? After the gospel, everyone that asks you, what shall we do? To be saved, what shall we do? What did Peter say? And that is what we must say also. The first thing to tell the people is, repent! And be baptized. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He didn't say, if you want to give your life to Christ, come to the altar. Say after me, Father, I believe. There is no prayer in the Bible that is to lead somebody to Christ with any particular prayer to recite. Repent is repent. And somebody who has not repented can repeat after you. He that is all salvation is all about. So you have a bunch of people that have not died. Amen. We should die to ourselves, die to worldliness, die to sin, die to our own nature. But so many of us, we are coming to Christ the way we have been, even more alive than we were before. Adding iniquity upon iniquity. And then somebody is telling you, you are saved. Why Christianity is rotting the way it is today is because nobody is truly getting repented before coming to Christ. Don't come to Christ until you have decided to repent. If not, you are deceiving yourself. Apostle Paul spoke about godly sorrow that worketh repentance. You have to be convinced first. When you are convinced of your estate before God, then you will be convicted. And it is only when you are convicted that you can sentence yourself to death. You are the one to sentence yourself to death. I will not do those things again. It is only at that estate that God can help you to keep to your decision. But these days, they are not following the due order anymore. Repentance is no longer preached. Justification is no longer preached. Holiness is no longer preached. Without holiness, no man will see God. And people are thinking that anointing that is making people fall down is the evidence that God is there. No! The evidence that God is in our midst is not the falling down under anointing. Praise the Lord. The evidence that God is with us is that every day people are becoming better Christians. The sinners are getting converted. Every day you can see that what I was yesterday, I am better today. Anytime you go to church and come back, you will sit down and begin to think about your life. That is the evidence that God was in that fellowship. If not, you are just coming and going the way you are. Your faith will never be accepted before God. And let nobody so present salvation to look as if it's the same thing as joining a club, a social club. People have asked us, what do we do to become members of this church? Any register where they put their name? Yes, there is a register where our names are put. That register already has our names, and the names were written from the foundation of the world. It is only those whose names are there that come together to worship our God. Not the one we write here. What of my baptismal certificate? Praise the Lord. The baptismal certificate that we have is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That is a confirmation that God has accepted your faith. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, then, hallelujah, you have not yet been accepted by God. And quickly, let me just tell you this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am giving you reason to go get the Holy Ghost. I am not condemning you who have not yet received the Holy Ghost. I am trying to tell you to see every reason to make your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Repent and be baptized. And the due order is not Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The due order is in the name of the Lord Jesus, which is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Any other thing, you are out of the due order. You are not in the due order. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the gift and the speaking in tongue is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And if any man brings you out and tells you, open your mouth, you want the Holy Ghost? 1, 2, 3, go! Anything that comes, speak. You see, you have received the Holy Ghost. He is not doing it according to due order. Every speaking in tongue in the Bible, they speak as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Not as the pastor said, they should repeat after him. I know I'm talking to somebody. Praise the Lord. A woman that serves and occupies the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, evangelist, you are out of the due order. The word of God says, I permit not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. In the priesthood, in the Old Testament, in the Aaronic priesthood, there was no woman priestess from the house of Levites. Levites had daughters, but only the sons were priests, ministering in the temple. Jesus Christ did not appoint any woman apostle. There's a reason for it. Apostle Paul gave the reason. Therefore, any woman pastor that stands and preaches and gives instruction of righteousness, occupying any office of leadership in the church, giving men and women instruction, you are out of the due order. It is Paul said the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you have no right to carry your Bible and go and witness for Christ. Listen, church. Don't carry your Bible and go and witness for Christ until you fulfill Acts 1 verse 8. For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then ye shall be my witnesses. You can only be a witness for Jesus when you have received that power. And that power is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. The power that casts out devils. The power to preach the gospel. You don't go with English and grammar to preach the gospel. Nobody will listen to you. Wait and tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with the power. That is the due order. That's the due order. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't call yourself an evangelist until you are sure that you can go in the region of the occultic people and challenge the occultic powers and they will bow before you. There are people that go and look for trouble, like the seven sons of Sceva. They see T.B. Joshua. We touch somebody's head and they begin to confess. Then they do. And if the person doesn't fall, you know, he must fall. He said, Paul, I know. That Jesus, I know. But who? Copy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Until you are not anointed, until people fall under anointing, under your ministration, then they say you are anointed. No, that is not the due order. No. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, ye shall receive power. Power. He that believeth in me, the works that I do, ye shall do also. And more than what I have done, shall you do. Why? He said, because I go to the Father. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The original sin. Original Christianity.
The original world. Oh, is what I believe.
Say the
soul of man is the original sin. To be of the original.
We are called unto adoption.
Full authority and power.
Sleeping faith will wake and joy.
For translation
in this
time.
Everybody knows.
All of you know.
not my home.
If heaven is not my home, then what will I do?
From heaven's open door,
from heaven's open
door, and the Camelot
hall,
and I can't be the Lord, we'll be one anymore.
There's a country
far beyond the starry sky.
Yes, I'm a home.
There's a city where I never come so nigh.
Oh, if we are faithful,
we can go there, we shall go there by and by. Jesus is the Lamb, is the Lamb, is the
Lamb,
in the city where the Lamb, is the Lamb, the city, the city where the
have a mansion
over there, where the people toil again.
Yes,
I am going where the Lamb.
Yeah,
we have a day that sunshine that we
know, that a sun will shine us,
that a sun will shine upon us not so bright.
We'll
be changed to God and hold on to
yes,
to the city,
to the city where
we live
is the light.
Mansion,
I have a mansion over there.
Where
I am glorious, I am
glorious.
I am going where the Lamb is.
Wherever you are, my heart shall sing.
When I thought to remember, the heart of the end is just as heavy stone.
Oh,
I'm the truth.
I never finish. I never not finished. So. Are you tired? Hallelujah. We are still in our first service. We are still in our first service. So. Eh? Praise the Lord. Some churches have finished the fourth service by 12 o'clock. Yes, when you don't have anything to say, don't waste the people's time. Yes, don't waste anybody's time. Let them just stay for 1 hour and let them go. Bring their offering and tithe, share the grace and go. Tell them the Lord is good. But I have a message. I have a message unto you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, it is only for you and me.
Hallelujah. There is a due order. That is why I get very worried. When people who have been raised up from this ministry, stay with me here, some of them, 10 years, ministers. And they leave this place. And they start their ministry. You see nothing resembling where they come out from. Very painful. The due order. A prophet cannot be a pastor. It's the due order. There is the office of a prophet and there is the office of a pastor. A prophet cannot be a pastor. He go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And somebody called me from Spain or so. Or this Switzerland yesterday. And he was telling me. He came across our broadcast too. And all he called to find out, he said, what is the secret? And this is the first time he's seen a ministry where the pastor is there and there are other ministers. And it is not a one-man show ministry. He's watching when I finish. Another brother will collect microphone. A minister even in a higher grace than me. And yet we are all together. I said, what is the secret? The secret is simple. We are following the due order. Following the due order. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's the due order. It's the due order. Nothing more. Nothing more. Hallelujah. Nothing more. It's the due order. Somebody left here and has started a ministry. And all they do there, nothing but anointing, prophecy, anointing, prophecy, anointing, prophecy. And he's quick to tell them that he, his daddy in the Lord is Pastor Moses Alu. The foundation of God standing sure. I know who I am daddy to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Church, listen. I have a duty to perform. Everything I say here, I know one day I will give account of it. And I'm telling you the truth. Everything I say here, I have been preaching. This ministry started, was commissioned 1st November 1998. 14 years ago. This is church, and I have been preaching, and it is on air. Nobody within the entire message circle anywhere has been able to pick anything I preach and say it is contrary to the Bible. I did not go to any Bible college, but I positioned myself humble enough to stay within the grace that God has given me. I have told you several times. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Identify your own calling and remain there. It is in your calling that God will lift you up. If you leave your own and go to another person's, confusion you will create. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I am not saying that these prophets, you cannot go and start your own ministry. That is not what I'm saying. But I have a duty to say it and teach you to follow the due order. But every man, at the end of it all, will go the way it is written of him. Because no matter how I speak against charging, even in this ministry, there are people that still charge. No matter how I speak against fornication, there are people sitting down here that still commit fornication. No matter how I speak against a man beating his wife, and everything I speak, I point you to the Bible. There are still men here that maltreat their wives. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. That's why I told you that the church is a mixed multitude. The world is a sea of people. The fisherman casts his gospel, net gospel, and drag all manner of people when they come to church. There's one category that are even in this church now, the tortoise. Two groups are in this church. One, electric fish. The other one, tortoise. You know who electric fish is? You think that fish na fish. Until you go, you touch them, you'll be shocked. Hey! You know, this is not a Christian. Na fish, but na electric fish. Then tortoise. No matter how you pour water for tortoise, it enter your body. No matter how I preach here. No matter how I preach here, you go carry a head, enter his shell. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Pentecostal churches, listen to me. Ogachio, Bishop, Archbishop, listen to me. There is God's due order for winning souls. See, it was demonstrated. Peter toiled all day. Look, there are two groups of people here. Let me face the first one. They are enter-message believers. Enter-message believers, let me start with you. Around the world, you are hearing me now. Why are you small in your groups? Every church, little group. If you meet an enter-message church that they reach 100, the pastor is bigger than Archbishop who? Ha! Listen, church. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I met Peter one time. He said they toil all day. They couldn't catch any fish. Enter message believers, they have been toiling all these years. They can't catch fish. They are wondering how come we here in Brother Simon will they catch fish. Jesus Christ said, cast your net to the right side. There is a right way of casting the net and there is a wrong way of casting the net. And when they cast the right way, hallelujah, the drought was so much that the net was breaking. Yes. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Instead of them to come and learn from us, what is the secret? That our own ministry is prospering with people listening to us. Instead, they are getting agitated, jealous, saying all manner of things. He buries something under the altar. They drink human blood. He goes and let them bury him. All manner of things. Blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Instead of coming to ask, Pastor, what is the secret? Just do it according to the due order. What did he say? if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto myself. In your ministry, you are lifting up William Branham instead of lifting up Jesus Christ. So God will not draw up anybody to you, because you will wait for William Branham to draw them, because William Branham you are drawing. And William Branham is dead and gone. Idolizing a man because they did not catch what he was saying. Come back to this Bible. God is obligated to back it up. Do it the way the Bible says it should be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They obeyed God. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They went about and God was confirming what they were saying with signs and wonders following them. If you are saying the truth, heaven is obligated to back it up. Back it up. And let me tell you, intermittent believers, listen very well. This is what I, the Lord himself, ministered this to me. If you are going to carry this entire message and try to go using it and go the denominational way, God himself will come back and frustrate that ministry. And there are intermittent churches that have general overseer with another name, but they're the same thing. They have branches that they open. Branches with headquarters, with the chief apostle going around. They collect tithe and offering. One of them is in Sapele. Hallelujah. One of them is in Sapele. He has married his third wife now. He's living with two wives. Yes! He has branches everywhere. Amen. There's another one in Lagos, somewhere at Ajagbadi. I just got to know that through somebody who called us after watching us on the air. I was asking some questions. And I discovered who where they belong. It's a shame on all of you following that kind of thing. You can't read the entire message, the messages William Branham preached, and see anything like that. And yet you are following. That's why frustration will continue to follow your ministry. Because you are not doing it according to the due order. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One man show ministry. One man show ministry is in the entire message more. Only one man will be used there. The reason is because he doesn't want anybody to share the tithe with him. Because they believe that the tithe belongs to the pastor and the pastor alone. So what are they in the ministry for? For their belly. How can God back that thing up? They don't invite me because I told them that you are robbers to stay and collect the tithe and say it belongs to you. What of the other ministers? What of the other needs in the church? Is that how the Bible says you should use tithe? Go back to the due order. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so when they demolish our church, they say, hey, God, don't catch them. Hey, God, don't catch them. Hey, God, don't scatter them. They're doing nonsense there. They're doing nonsense there. Let God don't judge them. God don't judge. Enter message, believers. Of all the pastors, I know over 100 of them in Lagos here. Only two came officially from their church to come and felicitate with us. Only two. Be right, Sunko. They were happy. But watch and see. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They are surprised that we are still here. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the Pharisees and Sadducees saw that Jesus was crucified, they said, hey! God, don't catch him. All this nonsense he was doing. But the third day he resurrected. There shall be a resurrection in this ministry. They demolished this ministry in December. 5th December. The Babylonians invaded this place, assisted by the Assyrians and the Amorites. Hallelujah. In December. But in May, instead of folding up, we went worldwide on a satellite station. Dry bones shall rise again.
Dry bones shall rise again.
Listen, church. Now let me come to the Pentecostals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in looking for souls, instead of casting their net the right way, what are they doing to catch attention? There is no more anything that can attract anybody in the world to come to Christ. What did they organize? Football competition. Football. Breakfast. Holy Ghost dinner. Suya night. Suya. Hallelujah. Oh! How are the mighty falling? Now they are organizing beauty pageant in the church. They are organizing cultural show in the church. They are bringing comedians on the wall to come to the altar and make the people laugh. Hey, instead of vigil, they are doing night party in the church to attract the world to the church, so that when they come, they will keep the word. That is not the due order. Give me that old time religion. Give me that
old time religion.
Give me that old time religion.
If you really love for me,
oh, give me that
old time religion.
Give me that
old time religion.
Give me that
old time religion. If you really love for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was no football competition on the day of Pentecost. Peter gave the word and their hearts were big. There is nothing in a football competition that will make a sinner come there and give his life to Christ. Hallelujah. And you don't preach for people to come to your church. Don't look for members. It will not produce salvation. Don't advertise your church. If I be lifted up, can we stand up? Lift him up
higher.
Oh, lift him up
higher.
Oh,
my God is good. I will lift him up higher. Anywhere I go, I will lift him up.
Shout due order. Shout it very loud. Due order. There's a due order. There's a due order. Go out of it. God, you are going out of God and you'll be alone. He will leave you. You're on your own. They go. You're on your own. They go. And the evidence you're on your own, they go, is that you now use your sense to gather the people together. And when the people are not coming, then the devil will come and entice the minister. I know something I will give you to make people to be coming to your church. So you go occultic. Yes, because you are on your own. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah. We are going to pray. While we are praying, those of you who came late,